Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are back on air now. I think my engineer is feeling a bit satisfied now that he has got a gap to play his adverts. Alhamdulillah, he said to me, there is a caller in between. So, brother, if the caller is still online, could you put us through? Jazakallah.
My name is Ibrahim from East Pringle Beach.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. How are you, brother?
Alaikum salam.
Ji.
Speaking with AK.
You're speaking with G. Abdul Haq.
G. Al-Bak. Look, I've got a 2001 Polo, VW Polo Player Classic.
Gee.
Right. Some time back, I was driving into one of the very, very busy areas, and the heater system, you know, the blew on us.
Yes.
The whole thing just exploded.
Yes.
Almost got scalded.
All right.
So the inlet and outlet pipe, we connected it together.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told us, he said, look, waiting for it to cool down,
mm-hmm.
right, then you got to drive the car now, not less than 80,
mm-hmm.
right from about, you know, near the airport,
mm-hmm.
this thing was at about 70 kilos.
Is that where the new airport is, Kinshasa?
And the new Kinshasa,
gee.
So I drove all the way at 140, 150, around there, I didn't boil again.
Gee.
Then 2 weeks after that, went into town, the slow traffic caught me,
uh-huh.
and it started boiling again.
Gee.
I waited, cooled down, came back here, and I'm using the car for the last two weeks,
gee.
Short distances, not
gee.
Boiling. What, I wanted to bypass the heater system, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if I just fill it up with antifreeze, will that be okay?
No, you've got to put some antifreeze into the system.
That's what I say. If I put the antifreeze into my
expansion bottle.
Yes.
Right.
I put it in there. You reckon almost two of those bottles, right?
Okay.
You know, put that in there and don't worry about heater anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on those vehicles you can bypass the heater, obviously, because your heating system blew up. You can, yes, connect those two pipes, the inlet and the outlet, you can do that. But remember, you won't have a heating system on the vehicle. And, there are many of those vehicles, VWs, that are running around with a similar sort of setup.
Here in Durban.
Yeah.
Salinity in the whole of the world, Durban is the highest.
Yeah,
so
most definitely.
So we get massive problems, so I don't need a heater.
You won't need the heater, yes.
Right.
But up here in Gauteng, we definitely need the heating system. And yes, I have done a couple of those myself. We just modify it that way simply because it's a costly affair. You've got to remove the dashboard to get that little radiator for the heating system out and have that repaired or replaced, and those things are rather costly as well.
Right.
So, yeah, it is actually a good idea, but as far as the antifreeze is concerned, brother, today also I mentioned to somebody at the shop, you mustn't put in too much of antifreeze. You've got to put one-third, you know. So it's 33% antifreeze or...
How do you know it'll be 33%? All right. From empty to full.
Yeah. You look. If you look in your logbook,
water content.
If you look in your logbook, you will see what capacity your cooling system has. If you don't have a logbook, obviously, then you will pre-mix. You will pre-mix the antifreeze with the water
from
before
empty.
Pouring it in.
From empty.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right.
So you get a proper ratio, and it's very important to get a proper ratio because then it'll be most effective.
Put 1/3.
Gee. It'll be most effective.
Jazakallah for that.
You're more than welcome. Jazakallah for the question. Jazakallah for the call. And inshallah, may you have hassle-free motoring, inshallah.
Amin. Jazakallah for that.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I see I've got another SMS here. I see the brother's keeping me busy with his diesel fuel tank, his A200 Benz. And now, how good is the new Opel Adam and the Mazda 2? As far as the Opel Adam is concerned, I haven't had much experience on there, but from looking at the stats on the vehicle, it looks fairly good. But when it comes to the Mazda, yes, it's a nice, very, very nice vehicle. Once again, as I say, Mazda are normally underrated, but alhamdulillah, Mazda 2 is a very, very nice vehicle. I have actually sat in one of those, I've checked it out, and I am actually quite thrilled with the vehicle, yes. They have been making some strong engines. Reliability also has been brilliant. There's nothing wrong with Opel, but unfortunately I am not too much of an Opel fan. And my personal opinion, again, nothing to do with Opel or anybody out there, and I don't hate anybody and I don't want to offend anybody either, but I prefer my Mazda. So yes, brother, I would personally go for a Mazda. And I see there's another SMS coming in here. Assalamu alaikum. My power steering feels stiff when I first start my car. but then feels normal after I have driven the car for a while. How does this happen? Why does it happen? Okay, you're asking me two questions in one. Gee, unfortunately, we are not told as to what this vehicle is, but I will give you a broad perspective or a broad idea as to how the power steering system is and what normally happens there. What I refer to this is what I call it a morning sickness. Okay, obviously it has nothing to do with being pregnant. Please, you know, guys, it's morning sickness with the power steering system. And this condition is normally caused by excessive wear in what we call the spool valve. There's a little valve in the house, in the valve housing, and this, not all the steering racks or the steering systems have this, but this is notably, I've noticed these under the GM products. But then again, you know, when the car is first started in the morning, the whole system is cold, the clearances are rather, you know, bigger, because what happens as things warm up, they expand, and with the result, you know, you have differences. And with the hydraulic pressure from the power steering pump, it actually leaks past all these grooves. You know, and with the result, you feel that steering to be a little bit stiff. And yeah, as the car is driven, obviously the clearances change because the metal starts warming up, and this decreases the clearances in the spool valve housing, which obviously also reduces the leakage past the grooves. More pressure goes into the old system, and the steering becomes easier, and it feels as if you've got a power steering. The other thing is you could be having a faulty power steering pump, you know, just maybe even the fan belt for the power steering is a little loose, or maybe not even there. Well, if it's not there, it won't become power steering anyway. You could have a leaking power steering. The other thing that I have found on the Toyota systems, and that is when your oil, power steering oil, has dropped, the level has actually dropped in the reservoir, then you will find also that it's got morning sickness. Obviously, once again, we say it's not pregnant, but yes, the morning sickness is because the level is low. As the car warms up, you with the Toyota, you can actually hear it's got a gurgling sound. You know, that's when you know the power steering is not most effective. What you then do is go to your closest workshops, or if you can help yourself, yes, we normally would use power steering oil on there, but under the circumstances, if you can't come by a power steering oil, you can use the automated transmission fluid, because the automated transmission fluid is also a hydraulic oil. So yes, you can do that as well. Once you top it up, you know, the gurgling sound goes away and your power steering is back to normal. So yeah, that's basically more or less what the power steering, you know, has to do and how that stiffness comes about on the power steering. Earlier on, while we were busy, we had a call from a brother Yusuf, or I think it was his mom or someone, who said he knew something about the A200 Mercedes, if I'm not mistaken. So please, we would really appreciate if you give us a call and shed some light on that, because we appreciate any assistance or any guidance on this program. We are actually happy to get criticism if there is any. So please, guys, don't be shy. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And the SMS number is 083-287-0886. I see while I'm busy talking here, there's another SMS coming in. It's, Salaamu Alaikum, my 96 Caravelle steering rack has a leak. How serious is it? Obviously, brother, it, or sister, whoever you are, it all depends on the amount of leak you have, but I personally would, power steering, I wouldn't mess around with something like that. I would have had, I would have that had a look at rather urgently. If you are out somewhere, make sure you're carrying enough of the power steering oil with you, so you can just top it up whenever the steering feels a bit stiff. But remember something, this oil that goes, if it has to leak, obviously onto the, a lot of times you can find it leaks onto the fan belts and things like that. It will soften the fan belts, and it will put you at risk as far as your fan belts and things are concerned. The other thing is, if it does fall on the exhaust system, I don't say it will catch a light. I haven't seen it do that. But when it burns, it's got a terrible smell. So yes, I would look at it urgently, or as soon as I can. That's the best advice I can give you as far as that is concerned. Be it a Caravelle, be it a Mercedes, be it a old whatever vehicle you have, whatever you are driving, I would suggest that you have something like that looked at rather immediately. Okay, Jazakallah for that, brother. I see there is another question coming in here. It says, Assalamu alaikum. My mechanic says, my engine has a burned valve. What does that mean? Alright, obviously he's meaning your car's engine, not your engine. So with the result, yes, let's see what we can try and assist you with that. If I can give you a sort of rather short layman's explanation. A burnt valve is a valve that has obviously got hot, overheated at some time, and it has lost its ability. The properties of the metal also has been affected due to the heat, and the other thing I might add as well is the valve burning is usually limited to exhaust valves, because the exhaust valve obviously runs much hotter than your intake valve, because your intake valve is actually taking the air fuel mixture in, and your exhaust valve is letting out the burnt mixture, or the exploded mixture, whatever you want to call it, and that is the reason why the exhaust valves run much hotter. And typically diagnosed that particular or the result that you can to get that you burnt valve or whatever the case may be is usually to do a compression test. You know, if a cylinder normally shows little compression and no compression, it frequently means that the valve is not sealing. You know. Okay, there are the other things that could be a problem. You know, if you got you overheated your vehicle or something, and the rings on the piston have been heated to such a point where they are no more springy, then obviously that will also cause something like that. But typically, as I say, physical damage also, like you've got cracks on the valve itself, or you've got pieces of the valve missing or eroded away or something like that. The coming to the cure of something like this, to sort of rectify something like this, it's a costly affair, especially today with all these 16 valves and 24 valves and all these sort of vehicles that we have nowadays on the road. The only way there is to actually remove the cylinder head. We then send it to the engineering where they look at all the valves. There's in lots of instances they have to replace the valve seat or reface the valve seat, replace the valves, but the rule of the whole thing is, this is my rule obviously, the head usually, you give it a complete, valve job, check all the other valves, check the guides, valve stem seals, everything must be checked out and everything sort of repaired properly, because what happens there is if you don't do something like that, then you're going to keep opening up this thing 10, 20 times, and you won't actually have any sort of joy with something like that. So I suggest, guys, that yes, you have the test done properly. I have a little test of my own that you can actually try at home. It is rather interesting, as once the vehicle is started up and it's idling, and you take a little piece of paper and you hold it at the back, at the exhaust, and you'll actually hear, or you will even feel, that it's intermittently sucks the piece of paper towards the exhaust, and intermittently it would blow it away from the exhaust. And that is, I'm not saying 100% that is a valve gone, because it'll take a good few years for you to be able to hear something like that. But yes, there is also a typical example. You get a blip, 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 blip sound from the exhaust, and that would be showing you that, yes, you have a problem with the burnt valve or something like that. I see my engineer is telling me again that it's time for, one of those things. And yeah, let the market, let the commercial come in, let the market people be there. And yeah, inshallah, keep your questions ready, be ready, because after the ad breaks, we're going to have 5 minutes. We're only going to have 5 minutes. I'm going to try and rush off, inshallah. And yeah, so if you are going to call us, make sure you're waiting online.
If you have an engine or gearbox problem, don't repair. Replace with a quality low-mileage engine or gearbox from MYM Auto World. We stock a full range of engines, gearboxes, and spares for all types of vehicles. Engine prices from as low as 2,950 Rand. Gearbox prices from as low as 450 Rand. Call MYM Auto World on 011-908-6137 or 011-908-3091 for a branch in your area. All engines and gearboxes carry a warranty.
Get yourself invigorated every morning, spiritually and mentally invigorated. What's making news headlines on the current affairs scene?
McBride on ice, suspended as head of IBID. Sangoma fears for her life after expose. The Sangoma who led authorities to a mass grave of alleged apartheid era prisoners on a farm in KwaZulu-Natal.
Booysens M1 northbound, it is between Omondi and Bramfontein via the Crown Interchange, Central Johannesburg M2 westbound, delays.
Discussions and interviews to inform and educate.
He has no capability even to defend himself or his house or his family.
Enlightening and enriching Islami art discussions, tackling every sphere of life.
Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who offers two rakats of Salatul Duha will not be recorded among the negligent.
Frequent, interesting and fun quizzes, suggestion polls and so much more to enliven the morning of a Muslim. Join Maulana Sulaiman Roberts every weekday morning as he spiritually and mentally invigorates your morning.
The Quran exhorts us, if two parties of the believers fight, make peace between them. This Sunday on the weekly panel discussion, Mulana Ubaidullah Borja will be discussing mediation. Guests will be Professor Muhammad Raja and Attorney Ibrahim Patelia. Tune in this Sunday, the 18th of October, between 10:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. Lines will be open on 011-854-1548.
Enrollment for 2016 is now open at Madrasa Aisha, Higher Islamic Education for Females, Islamic Educational Courses, Secondary School, Skills Development Courses, and Additional Courses, offering 1 year Arabic and Higher Islamic Education for matriculants, Alima course in English Medium, Tarbiyah and Spiritual Upliftment Programs. Interested learners can apply for enrollment at Madrasa Aisha, Corner Protea and Garrick Avenue, Extension 8, Lanasia. Call 011-852-1043 or 011-852-4631. Applications closed 25th November 2015. Brought to you by Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Da'wah Wal Irshad.
Kickstart your weekend on Radio Islam International with Rev It Up, the motor program that solves all your problems under the hood, from maintenance to repairing, service to traveling tips. It's the only pit stop you'll ever need. So buckle up and tune in to Radio Islam International every Friday at 7 p.m. as Abdulhaq Katrada and Adil Mir push your motor knowledge into fifth gear. Friday evenings, Rev It Up. You bring the tea, we bring the donuts.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are back on air. I think my engineer is indicating to me we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Spoke to you from the spring of beat, right?
G. Ibrahim Bhai.
Thanks for your this thing. I want to give you a tip now. Tell me, the people that ring you now,
G.
The DIY themselves, is it? Most of them. They do the repairs themselves, more or less.
Not necessarily, no.
Not necessarily, okay. You know, the wiper of the VW, now the other's name is the same too.
Gee.
You know, it's got a round ball and it goes into a grommet.
Yes.
And you know, while you're driving somewhere now, and that thing suddenly falls on you, you've got no more wiper.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in a case like that?
Gee.
I'll tell you what you do.
Gee.
Right. If you make two holes on either side of the grommet, push a softish wire in between the two, pull it off the other side, like lacing a football or something.
Yes.
With, you know, flare it in the middle, let that thing go over that ball, pull that thing on this thing there, and I guarantee you'll take you wherever you want to, and you can use it more or less for life.
Jazakallah.
You get what I'm trying to get is, say, you know what I'm saying?
G.
It's the wrong ball that you're going to this thing that you got a grommet.
G.
On either side, because it falls down or because it's worn or anything.
G.
Right. Because I bought 2 second-hand ones and the same things happen. So I said, no, the worst way, no, it can't be. You go to the suppliers, that they can wait in 3 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before they give me another one.
G.
So this is the only way I found it. And I said, I found it, you know, no problem at all. Drill two holes on the other side, pull the soft wire through.
Gee.
You know, like you're lacing it, you know.
Gee.
You get what I'm trying to
say?
And you pull it taut, so it holds onto the ball.
Okay.
It'll never come out.
Inshallah.
Right.
Much appreciated. Jazakallah for your tip, Ibrahim Bhai. And alhamdulillah, we've had enough for this evening. Jazakumullahu khairan to everybody for calling in and for all those SMSs we have received. Alhamdulillah. It is for me time now to run off. And inshallah, hopefully I will speak to you guys next week. Same place, same time, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan once again to the radio station for the opportunity. And Jazakumullahu khairan. We request special du'as. Until next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.